This is episode number 1989 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 11th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The Pledge of Allegiance was originally created as a marketing scheme to help sell more flags to public schools.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Very strange.
Are you sure?
I'm just reading the random facts. Huh. I just read them as they write them.
Beautiful.
The employees of Disney Parks, better known as cast members, are not allowed to point with one finger because it could be seen as a negative gesture by people from other countries. So they always point with two fingers. And here's another little factoid. You see a picture of Uncle Walt himself pointing with two fingers? Mm-hmm. It's not the same rule. They've airbrushed the cigarette out of Uncle Walt's fingers. That's why he's always pointing with two fingers. All right, elephants only need 2 hours of sleep a day, which is the least of any mammal. How can they move that girth on 2 hours of sleep a day? I can't move my girth.
I can't move my girth.
Than seven. And that's some random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News. It's Morgan time.
They buried it in a time capsule.
What, the show?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Ryan Seacrest is probably like 30 sheets to the wind.
Well, he's probably at his therapist this morning right after he gets
off the air.
Yeah, you know
what? That's probably it.
He's probably at his therapist going like, what am I going to do? I knew it was coming to an end.
I need another golden egg. What am I going to do?
Of course, we're talking about Kudike.
Yes.
Yeah, it ended last night.
So last night on Kudike series finale, which was taped, I don't know, what, 8 months ago.
Sure.
The family and Scott.
And Scott.
Yeah.
Of course.
They buried some items in a time capsule to be opened in a later date. Maybe it will be on next week's two-hour reunion with Andy Cohen. I don't know.
They're having a two-hour reunion with Andy Cohen next week?
Why are they calling it a reunion?
The body's not even cold.
Well,
still on the slab.
Maybe they haven't seen each other in 8 months. Yeah, I highly doubt that. But
Oh my God.
So Kim placed her first fragrance. Courtney, an old smooch T-shirt.
I don't know the significance of that.
But then again, we know.
No.
All right, so Kylie, her first three lip kits.
That makes sense, because without lips, there is no Kylie.
That's true.
That's what made her an almost billionaire.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right,
she would have been if nobody had caught the tax refunds. Chloe, a hard drive with all the family interviews.
Well, there's something, and they should stay there. They don't need to open it anymore.
But alas, I'm sure it's just a copy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Let's see here. Kindle.
Yeah.
Now, this one's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Actually, I got to say, if any of them make sense to me, this is it. Kindle put in a painting of the first house from Kudike.
Oh, I remember that house. The first seasons. It had a beautiful porch around it. It was very, you know, not opulent. It was just a regular old house where Bruce Jenner would live.
And when he was wearing his red windbreaker.
Yeah. I remember those days.
Still Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, still Bruce.
Kylie and Kinder were little.
Middle school, maybe, do you think?
Everybody's butt was smaller.
Absolutely. And so were their boobs.
Yes.
So were their boobs. So there.
And so was their house.
And Chloe looked like Chloe.
Yes.
And OJ. Anyway, sorry. We're not going to have them to kick around anymore. I got to get it all out in this whole segment.
There's not enough time. So,
no, there isn't.
And Momager put her trademark certificate for Momager.
Huh.
And then Scott put a Lord cape.
A Lord
cape. Of course.
Oh, my God.
So then Kim and Chris have a heart-to-heart about Kim being lonely now.
Well, she is, I guess.
I just feel like I've worked so hard in life to achieve everything that I've wanted to, and I've lived up to my expectations and achieved 10 times more than what I thought was humanly possible.
Well, she did. She did.
I hate to admit it.
Yes, and everybody in that whole family really owes her everything. And it all started with the sex tape.
They should have put a copy of the sex tape in the time machine.
There's enough of those out there, too.
They are. I wonder if they have one that's like bronze on a pedestal in a secret room.
Or the mantle or something. Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Well, an end of an era for now.
Well, and with that,
yeah,
she signed the divorce papers.
So this was a while back. Okay.
And so then Court and Scott
yeah.
agree to move on.
Well, we knew they moved on.
No, they were talking about it.
But that was because it was filmed 8 months ago.
I know. Do you know why I think they moved on?
Why?
There's no reason for them to be together.
No.
No reason for them to hang out together. There's no cameras.
No, that's true. There's no cameras.
Yeah.
And now I hear Amelia is 20. So she's still not legal. She's legal for most things,
well,
but not
to
drink.
Well, he can still buy her booze.
He could. Anyway.
And there's sadly, there's places that they'll go to eat that, you know.
Goodbye to the Cootie Case.
20 seasons.
Don't let the screen door hit you. You need a double wide to get through it. We know. But thank you. I want to say thank you guys for giving us something to poke fun at every day on this show. So thank you very much. And now we'll just ride off into the sunset ourselves,
course,
I guess.
Here we are. We're the ones with the schwacky bank accounts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
To celebrate, this is a cute one. I love this. And to celebrate Father's Day, Ryan Reynolds and his company, Aviator Gin, created a new cocktail called Dun Dun Dun, the Vasectomy.
For Father's Day. That's what every father needs for Father's Day is a vasectomy.
I'm flubber.
I love that. That's
Ryan
great.
Reynolds is not only hot and adorable. He's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
He is hilarious. Okay.
I love the way that he will get online and make fun of his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're just the bane of his existence.
Yes.
But he does it in a really good-natured way.
Uh-huh.
So you get the fact that it's a ha-ha funny, and he's being like so totally anti.
Well, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But he's kind of like his Deadpool character, too. Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool, they're a lot alike, I think. I think he could grow limbs back if somebody cut him off. I really do.
The cocktail called Vasectomy.
Yeah.
Cocktail called
Vasectomy. Oh, I just got that.
It's about the, quote, joys, unquote, of being a dad.
I forget what kind of juice he puts in. Was it pomegranate juice or something? Cranberry juice. It was cranberry juice. Then there was tonic.
Tonic,
and then Aviator Gin.
And a squeeze of lemon. Don't give it all. We can't give it all away.
Well, you got to look at it.
We're
not going to give you any of the jokes.
And I've watched it several times. Anything that he does, I end up watching more than once just because it's cute to look at.
Telling about
you. It's funny.
Morgan, that's telling about you. And you give me grief about Halle Berry. I mean, we could give you grief about Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, no, no. Au contraire. Ryan Reynolds is not the screensaver on my iPhone.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
I don't talk about I See Paris, I See France, I See Ryan Reynolds as another band.
It's my lock screen.
I don't do that.
Let's get it right.
I'm classier than you are.
Well, that is true. Anybody is.
With each ingredient, or most of the ingredients, there's a little snide remark about fatherhood.
Yeah.
About, you know, such as referring to his kids as the little scamps.
Yeah.
But, of course, the booze is always Aviation Gin,
well,
which
course.
Is Ryan's brand.
It's his brand,
the vasectomy for the dad in your life.
There you go.
All
right, more Who Cares coming your way Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.